A Moment in Wine with Fred Tregaskis, underwritten by Summit Wine Cellars, located in Ridgefield, Connecticut, 203-916-1664. You'll find them on the web, summit-cellars.com.
Hi, welcome to A Moment in Wine. This is Fred Tregaskis, where we're tasting wines from around the world. And today, we're going somewhere fairly locally. We're going over to Metataka, Long Island, a place I visited just a few weeks ago and had a wonderful chat and a tour of the vineyard with Carol Sullivan, the owner of the Gramercy Vineyards. Now, what they're best known for is their Merlot, which is interestingly an interesting grape to grow this far north. And apparently the climate in Long Island, this great soils, the tempered winds from the ocean give it a perfect growing condition. They make this Merlot with traditional methods, letting the grapes just set by themselves for several weeks to start to macerate and ferment, and then pressing them and putting the juice into oak barrels to age for a while. So what we're drinking today is the Gramercy Merlot from 2010. So it has a few years on it, which is interesting too. Helps let the flavors develop and the tannins soften a little bit. So enough of that. Let's taste it. And first off, it's dark. It's really opaque, ruby red color. Just really pretty, pretty wine. And nice aroma. Really classic claret, French Bordeaux style nose, a little bit of cedar, maybe a little sandalwood smell here, and definitely a ripe fruit. I think that this was, without even tasting it, I'm guessing that this was picked very, very ripe. Oh, and tasting it, the same thing, rich, ripe berry flavors, a little black pepper, there's a little bit of anise, and that real classic kind of cedar pencil flavor that one gets from Merlot. It's a great, soft, velvety mouthfeel. Lots of layers of bright fruit. Again, soft tannins backing up that fruit. A long finish. Again, I have another sip here. So it's ripe, it's rich. At 9 years old, I think it's drinking perfectly right now. And it's just nicely balanced with the fruit and the acids. This would be the kind of red wine I would have with, say, a roast pork on the grill. Just to be drunk by itself and enjoyed on the back porch. Obviously enjoying the 2010 Gramercy Vineyards Merlot.